Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ZZ Top bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Marcia Egan, a longtime Brain Trust member, founder and CEO of the Egan Group, certified business coach, author of The Inbox Detox, of Inbox Detox, I should say. It's an outstanding book on getting you, helping you with the have a better habit. Habits for dealing with email. One of the things that you use in the subtitle of your book, Marcia, is the word excellence. And folks, Marcia's been helping us understand how to reduce stress, not just manage it. When I learned that I was going to be more effective as a manager, as a business owner, if I just sought excellence, if I gave up on perfection and I just sought excellence. When I flipped over to that philosophy, my world got better because it allowed for the possibility of delegating. And since I've been delegating, I've never told you. You know how some people will say, "Oh, we're just slammed." You've heard that term before. We're just slammed.
Sure.
I've never said that to anyone because I didn't want anybody to know that I felt that way. But there were times when I probably was. But since I've started seeking excellence and not perfection, I've been able to delegate, and since I've been delegating, I have not been slammed. I have busy days, but they don't take me down.
That's a wonderful observation there, Jim. So much of this has to do with when you are delegating, what you're doing is you're working ahead and you're setting your priorities. And I worked for a guy for about 2 very long years who was a crisis delegator because he would intend to do it by himself, and then at the last minute he would see that he had overcommitted, and all of a sudden I am in his office and he's basically saying, "Hey, I need you to drop everything and do this today."
And perform a miracle.
Yeah. My life, yeah, exactly. It's exactly right. But, delegating and letting go of perfection is a really, really good key to reducing stress, because there are people out there who have it 99% done and they still won't release it, or they still won't talk about it to someone else. And
would you agree with me, and I do this, and the ladies know I love how much I love them, and I do this out of love because I do have to speak to this sometimes. Would you agree with me that this is a problem more for women than men?
No.
that's interesting. I've asked this of other ladies, and other ladies have agreed, have thought that it was. But I do think that sometimes ladies, and if they really look in their, you know, if they really, you know, don't take offense at that, and they'll realize that a lot of the women that I've known, they really are trying to find that perfection thing.
Well, I don't know any statistics on it. I do know that I work with several coaching clients who are stalemated because they are perfectionists and they are male, but they're female too. That is perfection is a source of stress. You it's undeniable. And
I'm still a perfectionist, but I've had to self-medicate myself about it.
Okay, I hear you.
Medicine is excellence and delegation.
Oh, sure. And managing expectations too, and just working ahead,
right,
is so important. And I'm sounding like a broken record this morning, but the proactivity that you take on in your life will help you reduce the stress that's on the other side rather than you waiting for something to happen. Because as you had said earlier, sometimes there's an emergency, and what we want to do is we want to make space to deal with that emergency. We don't know what the emergency is going to be, but we know it's going to happen. So if we are working at the last minute to get something done and the emergency happens, now all of a sudden we are in double stress mode.
Right.
And so I like getting it out of the barrel ahead of time, dealing it with it in advance. It's
well, there's another thing.
A really good way to do that.
There's another thing. Look around you. And look at the things that are bugging you, that are stressing you out, and ask yourself, do an honest evaluation and say, okay, how many of these things that are causing me problems today should have been fixed and out of my life a long time ago? How many of these problems am I managing, and how many of them am I fixing? I just think that's a huge revelation for folks. If they look around them, I bet they'll see that half the things around them should not even be in their life anymore.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things, one of the strategies is to build reserves. And it can be as small as filling that gas tank when you reach quarter full instead of on empty, making sure that you have toner for your copier, having extra batteries, you know, backing up your computer.
Right, right.
Giving your neighbor a key.
I do all that stuff except the gas tank. I run to the last. I go all the way out to the fumes. I hate to stop and get gas. Hey, Marcia, I need your website again, please.
MarciaEgan.com. MarshaEgan.
She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget her book, Inbox Detox. Marcia, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Will do. Catch you later.
See you next day. Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.